Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Thanks for joining us for Red Rock Retirement Radio. My name is Colin Stauffer. I'm not only an author, but I'm also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to discussing financial topics, we can cover it all. Now, with that being said, please remember this is only a show and everything you hear should be considered informational, as in not financial advice. If you want personalized financial advice, then request more from my team by going to redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my colleague, Colby Chatwin. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here. Today, we'll be covering questions regarding Social Security, Medicare, annuities, and more.
Colby's going to be reading your questions, and I'll do my best to answer them. You can submit your questions by emailing them to questions@redrockretirementradio.com. Let's begin.
Colin, can you rely on Social Security to cover most of your retirement income needs?
This is a great question. Let's just jump right in. I'd like to think about a couple of my clients. So I have one client, absolutely amazing, has way too much money for her to even know what to do with it. And what she does is she lives off of Social Security. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. And I cannot convince her for the life of me to spend any more money than she does. She lives off of about $1,500 each month. Very happy, very content. But then I jump into some of my other clients, and some of my other clients live off of $30,000 a month. Huge swing, right? Those are two very different scenarios. So I've kind of given you a couple more of the extremes here. What I'm trying to illustrate is everyone's across the board. However, my client who lives off of $1,500 a month is more of an anomaly than the person who lives off of $30,000. She lives off of Social Security, that's it. Whereas the other client, they have to have multiple different sources of income. And that's where a lot of folks fall into. They need multiple different sources of income. So most retirees actually overestimate how much Social Security will provide them, when in reality, it typically covers maybe 30, maybe up to 40% of their income in retirement. And they rely too heavily on it, which can lead to super painful income gaps, which we don't want to have happen, right? When we're in retirement, we don't want to have any gaps. We don't want to have any stress. So is Social Security going to be around? Maybe. But let's dive in. As of right now, depending on who you talk to, which economist you talk to, Social Security is going to run out of money, current money. The fund is going to run out of current money somewhere between 2033 and 2035 if nothing changes. If we do not fix Social Security, it runs out of current money. Well, what that really means is that for those of us who are getting Social Security right now, let's say, you know, my benefit's $1,000 each month, if they don't fix it, they're roughly going to be able to pay us out about 80%. And again, depending on which economist we talk to or who we're talking to about Social Security, that number changes a little bit. So I'm just using that round number. So if I'm getting $1,000 right now, if they don't fix Social Security around that 2033, 2035 range, I'm going to get $800. So this is a huge pitfall that we have to face. This is a big dilemma. And we've got a lot of battles ahead of us. And when I say us, I mean the U.S. government has a lot of battles ahead of them to get this solved for the retirees. Now, here's my bold claim on Social Security. I feel very optimistic. I'm super, super, super optimistic when it comes to Social Security. For those that are within 5-10 years of taking it and those who are already on Social Security. Now, I'm ultra, super, super pessimistic when it comes to Social Security for those that are a little bit younger than that. They've got 15 years or 20 years or 30 years before they turn on Social Security. Because the problem we have is each generation before us, we're paying for that generation before us. You know, I'm paying for my parents. They were paying for their parents and they were paying for their parents. My kids will hopefully pay for me, but we'll see. There's about 10,000 baby boomers retiring every single day right now. In 2035, it goes to 13,000 baby boomers retiring every single day, which means the biggest generation of all time is retiring at numbers we've never seen before and turning on Social Security like crazy and drawing from the system. What this also means is there's less people in the workforce. So the first thing we got to figure out is, well, where is the money going to come from for us to be able to turn on Social Security who aren't part of this biggest generation? Well, on top of that, we got to figure out where the next source of income is coming from. The other problem we have is the funds have been borrowed against a couple of times, which also creates some dilemmas. We're probably not taxing the working class enough, which I don't like more taxes than they have to. I'm not saying tax it more, but we're not getting enough money pushed back into Social Security. The payment amounts are strong for those who are patient and who have worked and contributed a lot of money into Social Security, but they need to solve it. They need to solve this problem of potentially losing 20% of retirees' income. Now, here's why I'm so optimistic when it comes to Social Security. And here's why I don't worry about the generation that's getting close to turning it on, who are turning it on now. What we can rely on, and this sounds super pessimistic, and I don't care which side of the aisle you're on, but the reason why I'm so optimistic when it comes to Social Security is because your best friend when it comes to Social Security is a politician. Now, I don't know if I want a politician to be my best friend in general. However, when it comes to Social Security, they are. So, for example, let's say you have someone who's in office right now. They're about to go up for re-election. And they go, hey, guys, you know what? When Social Security runs out of money in 2033, 2035, I'm just going to let it happen. Now, are we ever going to hear a politician say that? Probably not. They're probably not even going to bring it up. But if we could read their mind, that's what's happening in their head. So then we have the new guy who comes in, is like, hey, guys, you know, my competitor here, he's not going to fix Social Security for you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do everything in my power to make it so that your Social Security is solvent forever. Now vote for me. What was the old guy do? He comes back and is like, I'm just kidding. Of course I'm going to fix Social Security for you. Look at what I've done for you over the last 10, 20, 30 years. I'm the best guy you've got. So of course I'm going to make it solvent. What we know is why politicians stay in office. What motivates politicians is your votes. That's what keeps them in office. Now, how do they get your votes? They don't cut your paycheck. They don't ruin your lifestyle. You all, the people who are about 5 to 10 years from retirement and those who are in retirement, you all vote. The younger generations suck at it. They don't vote like they should. And so the politicians don't care as much. So what we need to realize is that we have a lot going against Social Security. And we do need to solve a lot of the implications that come in. We need to figure out how it plays a role in our retirement and our income needs. But I don't think we should be reliant on Social Security alone. We definitely need at least 1 to 2 more sources of income when we go into retirement. Because I don't want to live under the poverty line. I want to enjoy my retirement just as much as I enjoy my working years. And that can be a real challenge if we don't have a strategy for our income. We don't have a strategy for that income gap between Social Security and where I want to be. So Social Security is just a base. It's just a starting point, tipping point for us to get going on figuring out what the other income strategies to bridge that gap.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started.